Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is decoding multifamily, appealing to the Gen Z renter. I have joining me by phone two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fiore, the editor-in-chief of Multihousing News, and Suzanne Silverman, the editorial director for Multihousing News. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Thanks very much.
Well, you know, I am definitely a baby boomer, so, you know, I think I've been phased out of people's marketing concerns because we're a dying group. But let's talk a little bit about the different the different generations that are out there that multifamily currently is marketing to. Jessica, do you want to take that?
Oh, sure. And I will say I'm millennial, and I will say it's about time that we focus on Gen Z, because we have been vilified. Everyone was talking about these millennials and how to attract them, and finally we're out of the limelight. So I'm appreciating some time off. But so boomers are still a huge portion of the multifamily audience, as well as Gen X and millennials, but Gen Z is coming up fast. They're already 24, the oldest, so if they're not renting, they will be soon.
Yeah, and so that it's something that I guess, you know, by the topic of that of how we're going to appeal to the industry is going to appeal to Gen Z's to rent, it's something that they haven't had to do, and obviously there's different ways of reaching them. Suzanne, what are your thoughts on that?
Sure, and I would just add that I am Gen X, and to that I say, whatever. Market to us, don't market to us. We'll just go with whatever you want to do. But, so we're good with Gen Z, and by the way, I have two kids who are Gen Z, and one of them is finishing up high school, so we'll be marketing to her soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're rolling.
Gen Z is the first generation that was born with technology. They've never known anything else. And so you have to keep that in mind when you're reaching out to them. You know, reach out to them online. Reach out to them on social media. They are the technological generation.
Jessica, let's talk a little bit about... just to define, because we've already talked about millennials and baby boomers and Gen X and Gen Z, let's define those just for the benefit of the listeners as far as how we categorize them based on age.
Sure. So Gen Z is,
I guess
they're 24 and younger.
Yeah.
They were born after 1996, which for me it sounds crazy that there are adults now. Yeah. That sounds like 10 years ago, right? But what is that, 30 years ago?
Right.
And time has no meaning. But so they're coming into college, as Sue mentioned, some are in high school already. So even beyond student housing, they're looking to rent. They're coming. They're coming for us. By the way,
before you answer that, because Gen Z is born after 1996 to today. In other words, there's
actually to 2010.
To 2010.
There's something else after that already called Generation Alpha that were born in 2011 and later.
All right, so 1996 to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Jessica, if you want to continue.
Oh, no, that's totally cool. So I'm sorry, I lost my...
Before that, we had the millennials who were 1981 to 1995.
Okay.
Gen X is 1965 to 1980. I think all these dates are a little bit rough, too.
Yeah.
I will say there was something called Baby Busters in between Gen X and Baby Boomers, which is really me, and it kind of got melded into Gen X over time. So these kind of, they're moving targets.
Yeah.
Baby Boomers were 1946 to 1964, so...
Yeah. Okay, well,
starting to move into senior housing, in fact.
Yeah, so that gives us kind of a definition of what we're talking about. And of course, Gen Z represents the next big wave of potential residents for multifamily housing. Talk a little bit about some of the numbers as far as education and so forth.
So Gen Z is very educated. 57% at the last Pew Research survey were in a 2 or 4 year college, as opposed to 52% of millennials and 43% of Gen X. So they're very educated and also culturally diverse and ethnically diverse. So it is a very different group. And they're also very educationally minded because more of their parents were college educated than any of the previous generation's parents. So they came into it with that kind of a mindset and just were very directed from there. And the ethnic breakdown is very significant, too. One in four Gen Zers are Hispanic, so it's a very large, much larger Hispanic representation than ever before. 14% Black, 6% Asian, and 5% of another non-white race, and that is all Pew Research data.
What about
very diverse and very very aware of the benefits of having a country that's so ethnically diverse.
What about their being susceptible to job loss?
Before the pandemic, they were on track to have this great economy, great jobs. With the pandemic, of course, if we saw that coming, we'd all be billionaires.
Yes.
But, a lot did lose their jobs during the pandemic. So while they're still, they're still educated and they're still looking for work, they were affected being, the newest in their careers.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, as a baby boomer in my generation, you tried to find a career where you would stay at the same place for years and years and years and retire there and so forth. And it seems like these other generations, and I'm not sure if Gen Z fits in this, they just want to go, it's more kind of a gig type situation where they want to go to one job and then move to another job. Is that going to be the case with this generation? Suzanne?
That's a good question. I think they are somewhat similar to the millennials in that way, but it's still pretty early on. There aren't that many of them in careers yet. They are a much more practical generation than their predecessors. Sorry, Jessica. But there's always exceptions. They are very practical. They are very down to earth. So that may change their outlook. But I think that we really still need to see a little more evidence before we're really clear on how much they'll jump around.
Yeah, and I guess that in the multifamily, and we've got about a minute left in this segment, but I guess in multifamily, when you're marketing to them, I mean, if that is the case and they jump from job to job, Is that going to affect how they qualify for living in apartments, or do you think that the industry is going to be making allowances for that?
I think they have to adapt, or, you know, it's better to rent and not have empty units.
Sure.
So I think the industry as a whole, I know multifamily is very slow to change, but this is definitely something that they need to keep in mind, and not just for Gen X, for everyone. I mean, this pandemic really changed and accelerated different things, so... You know, with job loss, with people in the gig economy, that it's just they're just going to have to adapt.
Yeah.
And people working from home and people living in different places, it's given more flexibility to maybe stay where you live, regardless of where you work, or to move around. So, yeah, I think there will have to be more flexibility, as with other real estate types. Based on what's gone on as a result of the pandemic. I agree with that.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here for this segment. We're going to be back with our next segment right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to multifamily, and that is decoding multifamily, appealing to the Gen Z renter. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two great journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fiore, the editor-in-chief of Multi-Housing News, and Suzanne Silverman, the editorial director of Multi-Housing News. I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, ladies, let's talk a little bit about what the needs and wants of the Gen Z renter are. I know that they were born with technology and born with social media, which you know, is something I'm still trying to adapt to as a as a baby boomer. Talk a little bit about that.
Well,
sure. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead, Sue.
They're very much technologically focused. In fact, they've already adopted, or they've already been given the nickname of the loneliest generation, because while they're communicating with their friends all the time, a lot of it is on their phones, not talking on their phones, typing on their phones. A lot of it is not even direct texting, but via social media channels. In fact, according to a recent Rent Cafe study, Instagram is their main social channel. And that's, you need to keep that in mind. You need to be reaching them through a variety of social media channels, but Instagram is the big one.
Yeah, I remember. So when I was in college, I got, you know, Facebook, which, what is it now, Metaverse or something like ridiculous. But, you know, I was so excited to get my Facebook email address tied to my college email, which was crazy because, you know, I'm not that old. So I must have been in college when I was like 8. But I got my, you know, and I was exploring and posting on the wall and poking. And it seemed like this like crazy, crazy new world. Last year during the pandemic, during the, you know, stay at home portion, my then kindergartner was on Zoom every day, and now she knows Zoom better than I do. Like, Facebook is no big deal. She saw TikTok on my phone, and she's like, oh, I have friends on that. And she's Generation Alpha, I think, what Sue mentioned earlier.
Right.
So, I mean, these are young kids. So the Gen Z, they know social media. As Sue mentioned, Instagram is their favorite. Facebook now is becoming more targeted toward the older generations. That's not an effective way to reach them. But, you know, it's important to pay attention to still.
So what you're saying is that the, I guess the social media platform that has the most impact with Gen Z is Instagram right now.
Right now, of course, it could change. Sure. The next crazy thing that has filters can show up. But yeah, for now, Instagram is a great way of reaching Gen Z.
And let's talk. I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that they want and they feel they need in as a renter in a multifamily property. You want to take that, Suzanne?
Sure. Being this technological generation, anything technology, high-speed internet is at the top of their lists. Seems like it would be at the top of everybody's list now, but it's how they live their lives. That said, it's very interesting because they are such a practical generation. The NAA did a study and found that right up at the top of the list also is an assigned parking space.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So the two ends of the coin there, their technological need and their practical need.
Wow. What about ratings and reviews, they live and die by those?
Yes, that is huge. They will not go to an apartment with bad reviews. You really have to take care of your review sites, be aware of them, respond to complaints, and make sure they're resolved. A quick Google search shows them, you know, what people are thinking. They're not even going to go out to an apartment without reading reviews first. So that is crucial.
And they are looking for them on Google. So, you know, don't ignore those kind of major in your face, not specialized places where you're getting rated.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, other generations wouldn't put as much emphasis on the reviews. I know that's been a hot topic in multifamily for the last several years, and most operators that I speak with are telling me, yes, we take care of those, but it sounds like it's even more important with this generation, which will be the next wave of renters coming up through the industry. So this is where where operators really need to kind of make sure to button up their process of how they deal with reviews, right?
And pay attention to everywhere where reviews are happening. So they're not the older generations are looking more at, say, listing sites. Gen Z is Googling reviews.
Yelp. Yeah. And I guess with every demographic and every generation, money is important and affordability is important. How is it more important with these Gen Z renters?
Money is important. Let me just say, for every generation,
sure.
I like money and I will take more of it anytime. But especially this, they're younger right now, And with the pandemic, some of them are, you know, without a job or recently out of their parents' houses. Affordability is extremely important. They are looking for places that fit all their needs. But that said, they are willing to pay for what they want. So they're not going to move somewhere with bad internet just because it's cheap. So affordability is super important, but they want what they want, and they're probably going to get it.
And they're used to those comforts. Having grown up in a more financially stable environment in their parents' homes up until COVID hit, this is what they consider norm.
And we've got about 3 minutes left. You know, we talked about reviews and so forth, and we were really discussing that how they're going to how the generation Z renter will find an apartment. But are they also more apt at posting reviews? So do operators of multifamily properties need to be aware of the fact that the Gen Z generation is going to be posting more reviews, and that they need to make sure that, to the best of their ability, that they're happy campers?
Definitely. And they should also seek out reviews from Gen Z and their other renters as well. But, you know, I know for restaurants, I won't write a review unless, like, the waiter spilled soup on my lap and, you know, the wait was 3 hours and I'm only going to write a bad review. Because if I had a good time, you know, I'm just going to forget about it when I leave. But if someone asks me to, then I'll do it. And it's the same for apartments. And Gen Z really looks to see what other people in their generation are saying, too. So if you ask them if they're living in your community and they're a great resident, ask them to write a good review and have them share it on their social media, too.
Yeah, and I think that what you said about them being the loneliest generation is very important. I know my kids are not Gen Zers. They're probably the generation before that, because one was born in 1989 and one was born in 1993. So, but I notice how much time they spend on their phones, and they're not talking to anybody. As you said, they're typing and texting and communicating that way, which is kind of foreign to me. And we got about 30 seconds left. Jessica, what do you see with that?
I agree. I think that that's not just that generation, though. I know I make sure to order food and have no contact with the delivery person. I think it's just the product of the times, and these phones are getting so crazy that everyone's just constantly on their phones. But it is something to be aware of. I don't like the lonely generation, though. That sounds so sad.
It does. Well, we are going to take a short break right here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is decoding multifamily, appealing to the Gen Z renter. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two wonderful journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Fiore, the editor-in-chief of Multi-Housing News, and Suzanne Silverman, the editorial director of Multi-Housing News. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Ladies, let's talk a little bit about how to attract the Gen Z renter. How do you get their attention? Do you want to take that, Jessica?
Sure. So right now there are some super cool things people are doing. One of our reporters, Laura Kluger, talked to Mary Cook from Mary Cook Associates, and they're designing a property in New Jersey that has this convertible, like a olden red convertible. It's super, super cool. And they have that just in their main amenity space. And people just sit by it and Instagram themselves, and the property is like the car property now. So not only does it attract Gen Z, you know, they want to take their pictures and post them, but it helps with their branding because now people will be like, whoa, that car, that's from that car property or whatever. So they'll get to know the property just from that. I think it's so different, and it's really cool. Another thing companies are doing is setting up space for content creators. So we know Gen Z loves to post TikTok videos, to post on their YouTube channels, Instagram. So some communities are setting up essentially recording studios where it's soundproof. They could come in and record their audio. They have the ring lights, so they have great lighting for any pictures or videos. And it's a really neat way to attract people, and it's so different, way different from, you know, a traditional tennis court, which, you know, we've all seen those in the ads.
Sure.
They're not as exciting anymore. So these are some great, cool ways to attract the younger renters.
Suzanne, what about virtual tours?
Virtual tours are becoming the way things are done. I almost think that they've superseded in-person tours. Certainly, they can work together, but Gen Z is also renting based on a virtual tour. Sometimes they're not even going to the property. It provides convenience to the renter. They can look at it at whatever time works for them. It's actually convenient for the property too. If you don't have to have one of your staff work late so that they could take somebody on a tour after work or on a Sunday. It can be organized at any time, and there's a lot of features to them now too. You can manage when the person goes in and out of the building so that you maintain security. You can unlock doors to amenity space. You can give them some commentary based on what they're looking at. Oh, I'm sorry, I mixed up some. There's two different things. There's virtual tours where they're just in their home looking online, and then you can also send them to the property where they can tour the property on their own with a virtual input. So there's a lot more flexibility now in how people can look at space, but Gen Z is really taking advantage of this, and as I mentioned, not even necessarily going to the property.
And Sue, you forgot to mention the best part of virtual tours is that you don't have to wear pants.
Of course.
I guess that's a product of the pandemic.
If I ever had to wear hard pants again.
Yes.
You know, a lot of this really did, it's not so much that it emerged out of the pandemic, but it was technology that was created and was a lot of apartment operators were considering, and the pandemic really pushed it forward.
Sure.
In a big way.
Yeah. But because multifamily, we all know, is slow to adopt things, and the pandemic kind of forced the issue.
Yeah, I will add, though, for while it's great to have the virtual tours and the two different types, as Sue mentioned, it is very, very important to be on call to answer any questions. So if you're doing the type of tour where the person is in the building and, you know, FaceTiming you, or, you know, you have to be available to answer their questions.
Yeah.
So that is another big aspect of the virtual tours.
We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, and I would imagine if the Gen Z renter is you know, technologically demanding and astute, that some of the features, the smart home features, are going to be important to them, and multifamily operators are going to have to be able to provide those. What are you hearing about that, Jessica?
Yeah, everyone wants contactless, smart options, you know, smart access, everything. And that is something the pandemic accelerated, because for a while, you know, no one wanted to touch anything. Honestly, I'd be okay sticking with that. But people are looking for that now. The smart access isn't just, hey, look, we have this cool thing. It's something that'll really, you know, make or break you. You need to have it.
And that ranges from unlocking your doors for visitors, to delivery people, to managing the temperature, your thermostat, to managing package delivery. You know, the Gen Z, I mean, this appeals to everybody. For Gen Z, they don't remember the Jetsons,
yeah.
But they want to live like the Jetsons.
Exactly, exactly. Let's talk a little bit, Suzanne, about it's not just technological things that they want. I think sustainability is probably important to this generation.
It is, very much so. In fact, this generation is very socially conscious, very environmentally conscious. It's all very, very important to them. They care. That's another thing. They're very practical. They also care. They care about the environment. They care about society. And it's necessary. And what's interesting is it's starting to lead to development of some new ways to really measure how well the properties are performing in these ways. You don't really have that for sustainability. You have Energy Star for energy. But it's only just starting to go beyond that now. And what's starting to be developed now is a rating system and a certification. Still early on, but something like that I think will be very valuable for Gen Z, because they can easily compare your property to another one, and you can use it to market your property and really make it stand out.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess Gen Z put more emphasis on this than other generations?
They care more than other generations. As you go through the generations, I think it, generally speaking, of course, tends to increase. This is a generation that has grown up learning about climate change and pollution. I mean, I grew up learning about pollution, but not to the same extent because the earth is that much, the situation's that much more advanced now. This is what they grew up with. They grew up learning how to care for their planet and how important it is and how much of a crisis it is right now. So, yes, particularly for Gen Z.
And Jessica, what did they, and we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment, but what about the Gen Z's parents, that what they've gone through, similar to baby boomers?
Yes, Gen Z is actually very, very similar to baby boomers. They've both lived through either depression or recession or seeing their parents struggle with job loss. So for them, security is very, very important. And so Gen Z is actually very similar to boomers in that sense.
Okay. Well, we are going to break it here with this segment. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to multifamily. And our topic is decoding multifamily, appealing to the Gen Z renter. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two journalists who cover the multifamily industry daily, Jessica Feuer, the editor-in-chief of Multihousing News, and Suzanne Silverman, the editorial director of Multihousing News. And ladies, I wanted to ask you or tell you, you know, we've been focusing during this whole episode on how to identify and attract and market to the Gen Z renter, but I think you would give advice to the industry to not focus only on the Gen Z renter. Well, tell us a little bit about that, Jessica.
Sure. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm a millennial. I remember when I first started in my position, every article was how to appeal to millennials. And I felt like a little special, but like also, you know, it was very generalized. You know, we don't all just love avocado toast, even though it is delicious. You know, there are nuances, there are differences. And also, you don't want to just limit your marketing to one generation, unless you're student housing, where it'll probably be the same age group, or senior housing. You're going to have a variety of people. So you don't want to just focus on one group. And actually, we're not all that different. You know, right now, everyone needs technology. High-speed internet, I think every age group, that would be, if not the number one priority, it would be up there. So definitely just something to keep in mind as you do your marketing.
And many people, there are young people, Gen Z people, who want to live only with other Gen Z people. There are older people who may not want to live with that younger generation because they're just, you know, too loud at all hours of the night. But many people are really looking for a mix. So if you target one generation too closely, you lose out on all the other groups that could also be renting your apartment.
All right. So when in our first segment, I think we identified that the Gen Z renter was born after 1996. Is my memory correct? I'm a baby boomer.
Yep. So that is correct.
So actually, the oldest would be, as you said, about 24 years old. So the biggest wave of them is still yet to come. So that's another reason, I would guess, not to completely focus on Gen Z, because they all can't rent apartments yet. They're still coming of age. Is that correct?
Definitely. I mean, the vast majority can't rent apartments yet. So you want to prepare for them, but don't lose sight of your current renters.
And so who are the largest generations that are renting apartments now? Which generations can we identify?
Millennials and boomers are still the largest groups. And sorry, Sue, sorry, Gen X, the want. No one remembers them. So it's still, you know, a very large range. And I don't want to blame everything on the pandemic, but it certainly didn't help. You know, people looking to buy houses or might still be renting now just because of the job market. So it is very important not to forget them. They're still renting. They still want all the amenities and the cool things as well.
And certainly many boomers moved back into cities and back into rentals and have looked for something that requires less care. You know, they could pick up, they can travel, especially as they retire, they can travel and just lock the door. And so there's been a real upsurge in baby boomers renting apartments again that may previously have been homeowners.
Let's identify for our listeners some of the things that are similar about all the generations as far as what they want and need at an apartment property. Jessica, you want to take that?
Sure. Again, internet access, quick connectability. I will sing that to the heavens. We all want it. But also wellness and green features are very, very important and popular, and pet policies. Sue and I both have our own pandemic puppies, so we know firsthand, but pet policies are very important, and amenities for pets, and package trends, which another thing that was accelerated by the pandemic, but, you know, everything could be delivered now, and I've tested that, and I will say it's true, from, like, furniture to, you know, little puzzles, everything is being delivered, and you need to be able to host that and meet their needs.
And
certifications, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, there's been such a big upsurge in ordering online during the pandemic. It was already on the rise, and it just exploded during the pandemic, and that's not expected to go back down. So you will be dealing with a lot more packages and having to organize them and provide access to them.
And
every day is like Christmas without the fairy dust.
and Suzanne, how about some of the more analog and old school amenities? Do all generations want those as far as parking spaces and laundry facilities and so forth?
Oh, certainly. Jessica and I were thinking through the whole parking space thing yesterday, and the fact is most major cities are still driving cities. I mean, we work out of New York City, and that's really the exception. Most major cities, as well as smaller towns around the country, people have cars, and they need a place to put them, and they want to know that they have a guaranteed place to put them. I lived in a suburb of New York City. I won't mention the name, but it was one of a city right outside New York where it was a transitioning population, in fact, and my building was transitioning. So there weren't a lot of spaces, and there weren't a lot of garages. And as more senior people were moving out and younger people were moving in with more cars, it became a very stressful situation where you couldn't get a space. I actually reached a point where I couldn't go out at night because I couldn't guarantee I'd find a space when I got home. People don't want to live like that. They want to live their lives. I mean, people in Gen Z, as well as in other generations, they want to go out after work. They actually do like to get together also. And they want to be able to get home and know they have a place to park. So that is actually extremely important. I mean, practical things like laundry facilities are still important. Sure, you could go to a laundromat, but if you can do your laundry right in your building, in your unit, is even better. I never personally had that luxury, but it makes life so much easier. So very, very practical things. Amenities, apartment amenities are still important. People still want to use the gym, and if they could use the gym in their building and not have to join a gym, it's preferable to them. So those very practical and very in-person amenities are still very important to all the generations.
And Jessica, we've got about a minute left. Let's just talk about what emerged as far as trends from the pandemic that we're going to see stick around.
So the biggest one is definitely working from home. Before the pandemic, I know many companies were like, oh, we can't do this. We all need to be in the office. And suddenly the pandemic hit and they managed to find a way to make money, you know, with everyone working from home. That's going to stay. Even if people aren't working from home full time and go hybrid, they'll still be working from home part of the time. So if apartment communities could make work from home spaces, either a conference center or carve out spots in the actual units, that'll be huge. Additionally, events that are maybe contact-free or virtual, so people could still participate and feel a sense of community, but maybe not actually, you know, touching people, breathing in their air. And I think we found, you know, as people get Zoom fatigue, but there are some great things that, you know, maybe drop off and pick up food or, you know, a drive to help the community, but something where people aren't packed into the same room will definitely continue.
All right.
I think it gives people flexibility, too. You know, you could have an event that's, first of all, you could have some events that are live and some that are virtual. You could do events that offer both. So people that maybe elderly people who can't go to the live event or somebody who has an injury or otherwise they can't attend the event in person or they're stuck at work. It gives you more flexibility to just do more things with your community, offer more ways for people to get together.
Well, we're going to transition here. We've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I wanted to let you guys talk a little bit about MHN, Multi-Housing News, and how people can reach out to you if they need to. Jessica, you want to take it?
Sure. Thanks so much. So, as mentioned, we both work for Multi-Housing News, so this is a B2B magazine news source where we have daily news magazines. So please do. We have check out our newsletters. We have daily newsletters. We have weekly. We have all different topics, and we have our magazine. And just a small plug, we have an event coming out, which is going to be so, so exciting. We have our MHN Excellence Awards, so the announcement of all our awards, but we're going to have a whole event with Lily Dunn from Bell Partners as our keynote, and Ron Terwilliger as our Lifetime Achievement winner who's going to speak, and we have different panels featuring all sorts of leaders in the industry. So feel free to reach out to me for more information at jessica.fsnfrankiur@cpe-mhn.com. So that's my shameless plug for today.
Is that a virtual event?
It is a virtual event.
Okay.
So it'll be at 1 Eastern Standard Time on December 2nd. So we really hope everyone could join.
Okay. And Suzanne, how can they reach out to you if they need to?
I have a similar email address. It's Suzanne, S-U-S as in Sam, U-Z-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, no E, dot Silverman, S as in Sam, I-L, V as in Victor, E-R, M as in M-A-N, man, at cpe-mhn.com.
Well, fantastic. I will, if you go to our website at multifamilyradio.com and go to this episode page for this episode, there will be a link to your website. I do subscribe to all things MHN, and I'm always surprised the thoroughness and the in-depth looks have taken, and there's quite a bit of great information there for the multifamily industry on almost any topic you can think of. So I highly recommend you subscribe to that.
Thank you so much.
Could. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to be very thorough. So we're always looking for trend ideas and news that we should be covering and people that we could be interviewing as well. So we welcome suggestions.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate it, ladies. We'll have you back on again soon, but we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.